Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today is our Wednesday show, middle of the week. And it's September 15th, 2010. And coming up is our Saturday event, which is a four-hour ascension call. And after that, we have our continuous 3 8-hour calls on the next adjacent Sundays. So if you want to get some of these alien critters out of you that are living with you, taking away your life force energy, these are energetic beings, life forms, this is the way to get them released from you. So let's do a clearing here. And since we're talking about aliens, let's bring up the darkness to light clearing. And the ones that don't leave you will be terminated by the light. And the ones that do want to come into the light have an opportunity now. So remember, they should not be here. And so here we go. Let's bring this clearing up. And we'll first deal with some of the shapeshifters. And so these are ones that have programs that interface with you. So here we go, some of the shapeshifters. We'll see if we can get rid of them. So again, you may feel your body change a little bit. So I'm going to count to five. And if you see a puff of smoke around you or something, you know they're gone. So here we go. They get zapped, the bug zapper. So one, two, alien bug zapper. Three, four, five. Okay, and we'll do some more shapeshifters. This is your chance. Your spirit inside of your body is now pointing them out. And the light ship is here to eliminate them. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll do some of these shadow bodies, okay? So these are actually probably worse because they actually can inhabit your space where you are and take you away. So their program eliminates you from being here, and they come in your place. So it's an instant automatic parallel lifetime situation, and you may not even be aware of where you are. So here we go. Shadow bodies. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And now we'll get the ones that like to connect with you at night. This could even be the orb energies. I was talking with a lady either during, I think maybe this weekend, I believe. And her situation was that she's been under attack consciously for about 5 years. So I'll just describe this to you so you can see it, know what it's like. She went to a group, and the group was under the auspice of a mystery school. So we all know what that is. I say, if you hear anybody talk about mystery schools, run, don't walk away from this. And so they used one of the people. Maybe that was a friend of hers that she met in the group, or maybe a person that she was, you know, getting together with, maybe doing healings, you know, as having like a partner during this event. And this person somehow was used as a conduit, and the aliens jumped from him into her. And then for that amount of time of 5 years now, she's been going through a lot of problems at night sleeping. And but this is pretty common with people. You do something innocently thinking that it's okay. Remember, the mind wants to seek information, and sometimes you go down the wrong path. And what was the most alarming for me was that she mentioned that, you know, not only does her body shake, but sometimes it shakes very severely or jerks a lot, which could possibly dislocate your back or pull a muscle. So normally you just have a little jerk, but the way she was describing it to me, it was pretty bad, and this is happening at night, and she's been dealing with this for 5 years. So we're now going to release some of these energies. Let's do the orb energies first here. And remember, since we started this program, the light chip froze in place these alien life forms in you. I didn't mention that, but they're all frozen. So if they thought they're going to get away, they're not. So here we go. Remember, the light chip can stop time, and they will stop their time that they live in. Remember, we're controlled by time. So here we go, orb energies. So your spirit is going to help with the sealing, kicking out the orbs. So adios, amigos. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and more orbs if you want to have a location and put your hand there if you have any pain or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more orbs. There's a lot of them there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to take some of these beings that may not actually have a form. They might be physical in their own particular dimension, but they're not physical in ours, and they may just be completely invisible. So here we go, getting rid of these energies, and I'm going to concentrate more probably on our solar plexus. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do another energy here. And these are the aliens that go into you and change some of your mind patterns, okay? And they want to have you do things. Maybe they have their own particular addiction that they like you doing down here. This is much like the emotional bodies of people. So these are the ones that are controlling you. And again, it's up to your spirit to do this. And if you have any patterns that you know are alien, we'll say, just think of it right now and we'll release them. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're now going to take out some of the ships that are connecting to people at night. These ships, normally, for what I can tell, for a lot of them, are not manned, we'll say. I guess manned could be the word, or you know, I guess manned might mean males run them. But these are ones that are not, they're like drones in there, okay? They have programs, and they're not necessarily a alien life. It's just a way that they can be remote controlled like an android. And so here we go. And they just pick up your GPS coordinates and a certain time to come in to attack you at night through your feet typically or making your body jerk. So here we go. We're going to take these out. 1, 2, 3. Just think of a situation that you had in the past, maybe even last night. And we're going to go to that and terminate it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They don't like this at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go to the earth here, to the underground bases where they may live, okay? Here we go, going in there. So I'll use the word stronger to command the energy. These are the ones that are interfering with you, so just take a note of that, see how you feel afterwards. So I'll use the word stronger. Stronger, as they get terminated and found, eliminated. Stronger, remember they should not be here in our particular sandbox that we play in here on the earth. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And I want to now work with your animals and pets as they do hit them also. Here we go. So these could be the ones underground or anywhere. I will first do the underground ones. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And more underground bases here. Here we go. The aliens that are interfering with you through mind control patterns, intervention, whatever it would be, tracking you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one other clearing here. Now, these are the planetary energies that are courting you also. Here we go. So it could be anything. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, more planetary energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, this will still be active during this program tonight here, so they won't stop. So here comes Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. So I know that everyone enjoyed those clearings. That was great, Ron. Thank you so much. I see we have quite a few people here with us on the fast chat, so hello to all of you. I'm seeing Heal and Marianne, Annika, Pete from Australia, Mike, and others. So welcome, and also to all of those that are listening in tonight. And if you're listening tonight live, it is September 15th, 2010. And you might be listening to this later on when it becomes an archive in the BBS radio archive section. And if you do, you can still enjoy the healing energies that way and learn a great deal about the light ship and what's happening on planet Earth. We have a wonderful show tonight because we've got a great guest sponsor on with us, and we'll be bringing her on in just a little while. So I just want to let you know that you are welcome to go ahead and type in any questions that you might have on the fast chat so you can communicate with us through the hour, and we will try to get to those questions. So in the meantime, sit back, relax, enjoy. And we'll bring on our special guest sponsor for tonight, who is Carrie. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Sylvia. Hi. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Well, hi, and welcome, and thank you so much for coming on as a sponsor. That's just wonderful. And I'm going to kind of take a back seat for now and let you bring up whatever questions that you would like to ask Ron or healing samples you'd like to ask about. And then I'll chime in if I see some questions on the fast chat in a little bit. So over to you.
Okay, thanks, Sylvia. Well, I'm reeling from all those clearings, Ron. That was so much stuff. And I'm thinking about if somebody is new to this, how that might all be really, really overwhelming because there's so much alien stuff. If you're not familiar with that, and you're just jumping in for the first time or relatively new to the show, I'm thinking probably there might be, I mean, all the regulars are going to know what this is all about, but there might be some people who are not familiar with it, and maybe you can explain a little bit about why you had to do all that, and then we can talk about the solutions that you have on your website, because all of these things, while they do sound really pretty grim, you do have answers for or solutions for all of these situations. And then also the other thing that I was thinking of, which you do talk about quite a bit, was the ship clouds. You were talking about ships that connect to us during the night, but there's also the issues of ship clouds that we see in the sky. So perhaps you could talk a little bit about that, too.
Oh, yeah. That's
a big, giant, long question.
That's the flat bottom cloud that you normally see. Remember, if you get an old movie out, you're going to see puffy clouds, look like cotton balls up there. And most people have been programmed for so long that they think all the clouds have flat bottoms to them. And if you start looking at them, you're going to actually probably see, you know, an actual ship, a UFO, a flying saucer type of image in it. The newest ones coming around now that I've seen maybe the last few months, and you probably have seen them too, are the ones that have a box hanging out of them. A square box out of the bottom, which is kind of bizarre to see a cloud with the square box. I just wonder what they're doing with that box, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, that's the newest types. But somehow the dimension that they're in, we can't physically see them, but somehow because they're there, the clouds get attracted to them and they get formed around them like a silhouette. So that's kind of what happens. Remember, the dark side gave us dimensions. I always talk about, you know, in the light, there's no such thing as dimensions. Well, the dark side created dimensions and put us into time in their dimensions. So they maybe compartmentalize us into little boxes, we'll say, along the timeline. This is why I say, you know, which is a little far out for some people to understand, but, you know, is your neighbor really there if you don't look at their house, okay? Now, if somebody else is viewing your house and their house, naturally they're both there, but, you know, is that person really living there? Is the dark side really going to materialize all this energy? Because we know that the a lot of the energies out there, like in the sky, is not real. So people have talked about seeing holes in the sky and seeing pitch black or stars behind the particular sky in the daytime. So that's another thing that people have seen. So, you know, and in the New Age movement, they talk about, oh, you're just living in an illusion here. Well, yeah, we are living in the illusion of the darkness. And does the physical adventure that really happen here, does it really happen? Or are they just bringing us into a different movie in the timeline reality here? So it's a little hard to stretch your mind on that sometimes, but, you know, when you start kind of wondering why it's so messed up here, is it really messed up or is it just really their illusion that they're bringing to us to cause us more pain and trauma and anxiety. So that's kind of up to you to discern that. But basically, since we are in time, and since we are living our past life of our body through genetics, okay, then all that is here at the same particular time. Now, what happens if, for some reason, somebody is not in the exact same time sequence as you? This is what I talk about, where you're driving your car and all of a sudden you look over and there wasn't a car there maybe a half a second ago and now there's one there. Well, they got brought here, you know, from a different time zone and now they're materialized. Or they were in the exact same time zone, but somehow they were invisible. Two ways to look at it. And maybe they blended those two time zones together. And the car all of a sudden landed, and there it is. And that's probably happened to you, too. And you're driving your car, and maybe you're going alongside of another vehicle or a big truck, which might be even scarier. And all of a sudden, you wonder why your steering wheel, you know, was turned to the right slightly, and the truck's to your right side. And you wonder, gee, I almost is going to run into this thing. I got to, you know, counter steer to correct my car so I don't hit this. And you wonder what's happening because you had your steering wheel straight all the time. So normally what happens is you're being, you were abducted and they're playing a movie of you being next side of this truck, you know, alongside of it. You don't know the difference. And they bring you back down again. And maybe you kind of moved in your seat slightly. And during the process of them beaming you back down by moving your steering wheel, the car jerked to the side. Or maybe they didn't exactly land the car perfectly straight on the road. So all these are possibilities. But the main thing is that unfortunately we're being interfered with in ways that we probably have no clue. And this is why this show is on, to help you get out of this alien mind control trap so that you're able to connect to your spirit. Remember, the light never created time. So once you start realizing what I'm talking about, it may be more difficult for you to understand other people's realities and the way they talk about life, or maybe even reading books about spirituality, because you start seeing the holes in it and how one person had information and then from there they passed it on. Everybody uses that same information. So we'll get back to the ship clouds here. So let's take out some ship clouds, everybody. Naturally, you're probably not going to see them because it's getting late out, but here we go. So these are the clouds that are around, and they normally also come very heavily around high mountains. So if you have a mountain around you that's maybe 10,000 feet or so, they normally come there because some way they can get into the energy of the mountain easy. So here we go, especially the sacred mountains. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that might give you some help tonight when you're sleeping. So these clouds are all over the world. Just rent a DVD. Get anything that's probably 20 years to now, you know, as far as being current. And look in the clouds. You're going to be seeing flat-bottom clouds. And then if you really want to get intrigued, you know, maybe pause it and look for alien heads. You're going to be able to see their eyes and their faces in them. And you're going to probably see them glaring, snaring at you, you know, snarling. And this is the way they appear. And you're going to see the eyes and the nose and possibly a little round mouth, okay? Now, if you happen to see animals up there, they're fighting the aliens. That's a good thing. But if you do pause your screen, you're going to see these in most of the clouds. They do appear that way. So next time you get a DVD, look at the clouds. It's very educational. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
I haven't seen the ones with the box poking out. I've been looking for those, but we're in our marathon month after month at the moment in L.A. here of basically blue sky with no clouds at all. But when we do have them, I do see the more disc-shaped ship ones that often pile two and three high. But I haven't seen the square ones yet, but I know other people have called in and said they have, and Pete's asking if they're across the U.S. So, yes, Pete, they are. Maybe you could type in and let us know if you've seen them down in Australia. Let us know what's happening on the other side of the world, because as Ron says, they are all over. So, Ron, maybe you want to talk about what you've got plenty of clearings on the website to do with getting rid of the alien energies in many different ways, plus your Sunday calls that are coming up really soon, too. Do you want to mention those?
Yes, that's the 15th on. It's $200, 28 hours of healing. So if you're really interested in helping yourself out to get rid of these alien energetic life forms that are invisible, remember, these are invisible life forms that are in you, living off of your energetic system and harming you, your body, your spirit, and possibly stealing parts of you. We have alien waste that's in us, so we have a pre-clearing for that if you choose to come on the call. It'll last for a month, and you're able to get a $100 clearing for free. And you can go on there for a month and get rid of alien carcasses. Remember, they die inside of you. They also battle, have wars. Remember, not all the aliens like each other. So, remember, it depends, you know, they came into you some way. Maybe somebody, some other alien owned a piece of you, and they sold you out. And now all of a sudden you're being visited by two alien races that don't like each other. And, you know, you may wonder why you have a stomach ache sometime, because they're actually battling inside of your stomach. Interesting there. Maybe you have a situation to where maybe you wake up at a certain time at night. Maybe you have some strange new habits of maybe eating food or something. Maybe the aliens are addicted to some type of food and you have to eat that. They also live off your energy. So they do many, many things. So let's do a clearing on that here. I'm trying to think what to do. Anything on the fast chat that we could do for an alien that's inside of us out there? In fact, what we'll do is...
I don't know. Are you seeing anything, Sylvia?
Anything out there, Sylvia? Up there, around there? Or you have any ideas?
Well, we have some questions, but they're not talking about specific critters or anything. So, what about things like symbols or ways that they interface with us? Is that something that we could look at?
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Remember, they come in through our alphabet. Remember, we're running programs. So how does your operating system, just like your computer, get a program? Okay, how does it activate that program? And they come into us, and the program gets activated by them. Or it could be by a situation in your life from the past, or one of your soul family members activates that program. But regardless, we have programs that run. Now, some of those are activated by symbols. So, there are healing modalities out there. One that's widely used by a lot of people in the New Age movement starts with an R, and I won't give the name of it, but they use symbols. So a person listening to me now are saying, uh-oh, Ron is really treading on some stuff here that he should not be treading on, and I paid my $1,000 to be a practitioner in this here, and I work with people all the time, and this healing works great for everybody. Well, you're using symbols. So the first thing is, aliens use symbols to attach to you. The light uses your heart, not mind. So symbols are mind. And so when you have mind energies, that's how they come into you. So right away, you don't want to use anything that deals with the symbol. And many people do that. And you can just think of somebody doing a chant. Think of somebody doing some spells. They repeat a chant. Well, that chant has letters and words in it and it's very, very powerful, and it can harm or kill you if it connects to you. So you want to definitely, you know, run, don't walk away from these things. And but symbols are a very dangerous way that people connect and get connected. So be very careful with looking at things to get that connection to you. So I guess we'll switch it over. A lot of twin flame people talking about twin flames and stuff. Let's go into that now. We'll just see if we can answer some twin flame questions. So what's the most obvious one out there, anybody?
Wow, well, let's see. I'm going back to see what you're talking about. I'm seeing other kinds of questions on the fast chat, but let me just get back into the archive.
We had a few things about twin flames. I'm going to talk about that briefly here.
Yeah.
So twin flame energies, you are half of what you're supposed to be, okay? The other half is hopefully not here. Very few twin flames are here, which is your other half that you can see physically, okay? But maybe you might meet them, or they're living a life here on the same planet, which is highly, highly unusual. Soulmates are very common. That's the light of the darkness forcing you to reincarnate with a group of people, maybe family members. So those are all typically soulmates to you. But the main thing is that a twin flame is your other half. And the dark side severed that connection so that you're unable to have your other half with you, or at least to communicate to it. And so that's your twin flame. It was split from you. You were divided in half after your creation energy of who you are because you wanted to talk to something. That's basically the main thing, to communicate them to you and you to them about where you've been and, you know, have that energy and also have some spiritual backup from them if they you know, if you needed them. But the dark side severed that so that you're unable to have that. I do a connection where you're actually hooked up energetically connected to them, if you wish. That's a 4-in-1 clearing that I do. So the twin flame is basically that. It's your other half. It's not here for almost everybody on the planet. There might be, I don't know, I would say on the outside, maybe 1,000 twin flames here. Very sad to have them here at the same time. But because that means that you're both lost, okay? It's not too bad just to have half of you lost, but to have both of you lost, trapped here, it's pretty bad. And you're always searching outside of yourself, looking for somebody to fulfill your other half of you. This is why people have relationships and more of them, because they're still looking to find the other half of themselves. So I hope I answered that enough. I guess I'll ask you, Carrie, did you see anything on the fast chat that I need to cover from the past?
I think it was triggered by Mike asking what the chances were of physically meeting a person who, oh no, that was different, wasn't it? From our home base was what he was asking. That's right. He wasn't asking.
Oh, okay. The home base, probably not. That would be, like I say, there's so much, you know, it'd be like a grain of sand, you know, as far as where you can go to. We're just one grain of sand here on this planet compared to the ocean beaches of the universe of light. So the odds of you having a spirit that you know from your home base, I would say, is probably, as I'm checking right now, next to impossible, okay? So
the odds are so great that
it'd be just
the likelihood is so tiny.
Yeah, I mean it's like you know, probably
yeah.
Not. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody here on a home base right now as I'm looking that's from the same home base on this planet at this moment, okay? So I would say probably not.
Well, that's good, I would think.
So we're the lucky volunteers, is that what you're saying?
I guess. Half of us is lucky.
So, Ron, there is an interesting question, though, that I think it was from Pete, I'm not sure, but you talk a lot about time and how the aliens, you know, created time and that kind of thing. And they're wondering if you could also talk about space.
Okay. What should I talk about space? Because that would be, space would be like the creation energy, if I'm not mistaken, by using that context. So in the universe of light, there is no space until it's created. I don't know if I'm going to go to where you want me to go here, but that's the way it works. So everything has to have an energy to materialize something, and needs a spirit to do a materialization of something. So it takes two things. It takes the energy of whatever that life form or manifestation is going to be, and it must have a spirit in it. Okay, so everything has a consciousness to it. So even a piece of paper in the light would have a consciousness. It would have a spirit in that paper. Now, here, if we look at space, they talk about like when you travel toward the speed of light and you approach that, okay, I'm kind of going a little sideways here, but as you approach that, time stops, okay. So what they're telling you is that the dark side created a time-based reality that goes at a certain frequency, okay, and it's turned off and on at that frequency of time equivalent to the speed of light, which is a certain frequency, okay? And that frequency in cycles, as you approach that, time would stop. That's because it has to stop, because at that point, there's no more interference, and everything would now become space in that scenario. So, but you still exist, but everything around you would stop. People who are in time then, their life would go on. This is why you probably have seen movies from the past a long time ago where they show people going up as astronauts, but maybe not using that term, but maybe movies like in the 50s or something when they went up in this spaceship, maybe like Flash Gordon or something, and they go at the speed of light, and, you know, they show them up on the spaceship eating, having fun. They come back, and it's, they look at the date, and, man, like 50 years went by. And maybe these people are 20. They come out of their spaceship, they land, and all their friends are old. That's because they were stopped in time. So time did not affect them because of that. So hopefully I shed some light on that subject. And in that space where they are, they're out of time, so time does not make you age, because you're living in that reality of no time. So I hope I covered that. I don't know if I did or not, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I think you did, and we love to hear your just your viewpoints and the way you look at these things, because it's so interesting to hear, you know, some not, we kind of get used to hearing the same old explanations for things which don't necessarily make sense, and so we appreciate your sharing with us that different viewpoint, and it's great. And if I can interject one more question, we have Chris asking, and this is really interesting. He's asking if there is some kind of alien type of control that interrupts our spirit's own control of us. Like, he's talking about the difficulty to remain consistent and build momentum in doing certain things, like activities or things that you're going for. And he's saying that it's kind of hard to keep at something for longer than a week. So it's sort of like getting derailed or sidetracked, maybe. Is there something you could speak to that about?
Yeah, what I would say is it's probably the shadow body that's coming into you, taking you off planet somewhere. So now you're not here, but you have the reality of being here, because that gets imprinted back into you. So let's just look at this here. So let's just say that For instance, now school time is starting. So you're going to school, we'll say, or you're at your job, and you're doing a task, and you have a brainstorm idea to do something at work, okay? And you tell your boss about it, and they say, oh, yeah, go ahead and do this here. And a week maybe goes by, you're planning this thing out, you're with your spirit, and then all of a sudden the darkness takes you out, and they bring in something that looks identical to you. Remember, they took you out of time someplace. So you're in prison somewhere, okay? You're abducted. And you just could be frozen. Remember, they can freeze you in their time-based reality, okay? Just like you stop, you know, your pause control on your TV, DVD stuff, you know, or old videos, okay? So you're in pause somewhere. And now they have the real you, the other you here doing this stuff, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I have all this information from the past. I don't have any motivation now. But you don't notice that you're not here because you look the same, have the same eating habits, all your friends know you. And then maybe they bring you back in 2 weeks. So maybe what they're doing to you then, if that's the case, is self-sabotage. Okay, they want to really mess you up on your job because maybe they wanted to get even with you for something that maybe you did. Who knows, you know? They just don't like you, we'll say, you know? And so now, you know, your boss is upset with you because you had all this enthusiasm. And I guess that's the wrong word to use, because I think enthusiasm is something like excitement for God or something. If somebody could Google what the definition of that is, that would be good. I may not want to use enthusiasm again, but because I don't want to get the aliens mixed up in my vocabulary here. So all of a sudden you look like a flake to your people around you, maybe to your boss, and for 2 weeks you're like in limbo. And you go, man, I had all these great ideas, and I just can't do anything. I have no horsepower to do this with. You know, why did I even think of this here? I had great ideas, but this doesn't seem to work. And then all of a sudden, in 2 weeks, we'll say, they decide to put you back in here again. Maybe they ran programs on you or something, but whatever. So you come back in, and now you're all fired up again because you remember what was here last. And you go, man, I want to do that now. And maybe everybody else looks at you like you're some kind of flake because you let them all down, okay? So that's probably what it could be. Maybe is a shadow body, which looks just like you, arriving here, living a life that was supposed to be yours, enjoying itself, going and out partying, eating, whatever, you know, you would do normally. That's what it's doing. But it's not you. But nobody knows the difference. So that's just an idea there. So, what do you guys think of that one? And does that sound familiar to you?
I think self-sabotage, you know, tends to show up in a variety of ways. I know you've got some different clearings on your website about that, and, you know, I guess there's different ways that they can get you derailed and taking you off. It's one I wish that wasn't true, but you know, it could explain a lot of things, couldn't it?
Yeah, it takes you off the hook. You can say, that wasn't me. All your friends are going to look like you're nuts, but you say, no, I just wasn't here. That was a clone of me walking around, but I'm back now. This is really me.
You know, and there's another possible side to that coin, too, that we could look at.
Yeah, like the devil made me do it.
Well, yeah, like what was it that got you really into that thing in the first place? Is it truly something that your spirit wants to create, or is it like people, you know, in your environment or your workplace that are getting you all psyched up mentally into getting into something, and maybe it's not really something that you're spirit is all that interested in, so it's kind of hard to stay consistent with it. That could be another angle to the same thing, you know, because there's so many things here that we get bombarded with on, you know, like that are really great ideas. People try to get you sucked into selling this or doing that. Sometimes it's like that too, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Pulled along by the crowd.
Good, yeah. I think that could be it too. Maybe they come into you getting you to buy that brand new car or that mink stole or whatever, you know, or, you know, get something that you really don't need, but they're in you to cause you havoc so that your, maybe the extra abundance that you may have had, gets spent. Or maybe they want to keep you, you know, in the lockdown stage of the poor me or something, you know, and you can't get out of that because they keep bringing in these clones of you as a shadow body life form. And remember, you're held accountable for your actions. So, you know, that the clone's going to have your credit card. And you might be wondering, gee, why did I buy that, you know, when you finally come here? You know, when your clone's here, man, it just wants to maybe, you know, push it to the limit, you know. But when you're back here, you go, oh, man, what did I do? So does that sound familiar with the listeners out there? Because it's very possible that you were not here, but everybody thought that you were. And remember, they have access to your credit cards or your money in your pocket or something. So it's gets to be very sci-fi, very interesting. But enough, everybody looks at a situation in their life and they wondered why they did something. And, you know, if you could go back in the time-based reality and really look at yourself, if you could somehow pull up that picture, let's go do that right now. Here we go, everybody. We're going to go into the darkness here. So I want you all to pick a situation in your life where something happened that you didn't like, okay? Whatever it would be, you know. And we'll just see if you can look at this in still frame. And I want you to really examine your physical appearance. You know, look into your eyes. We're going to take that and bring it forward. So I'm going to count to five till the light should freeze this time for you. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay? And now look at your physical body. Look at yourself. Look in your eyes. Now, is that you, or is it something that is a representation of you that only you will know if it's not you? Okay? Now, this is a test, everybody. Look very closely. Get out the magnifying glass. You can ask the light ship to expand it out, too. If you want to check out your eyes, tell them to make your eyes, you know, 50, 100 times larger. They'll do that for you. Here we go. And if you see dull eyes looking back at you, then I guess the word is holy shit. That's what my friend says back in New York here. He's Polish. And he has a nice accent for that. And it's quite something to realize that it wasn't you doing this, whatever it was. So, any comments? I'll ask our ladies here if putting them on the spot, but maybe they could read the fast chat instead.
You want us to share our laundry with you, Ron?
Well,
yeah. I will. One thing that I'm prone to over the last few years that I don't like about myself is procrastination. So I picked that and I looked at me lying on the sofa, unenthusiastic. So when I did the looking in the eyes thing, I didn't see anything different in there. It was almost like nothing was in there, just kind of flat, half dead eyes rather than lively eyes. That was my experience of that.
Okay, so that wasn't you being there.
No, I guess not. But I don't know what was there. I didn't see something else. I just saw kind of nothingness.
Yeah, that could be a shadow body that they brought up. I'll say brought up, but brought here, you know.
Oh. Creepy.
So, our time is coming to a close here. Let's see here.
Any announcements that you want to make before we end off about
sure.
upcoming clearings going on?
Okay. What we could do is, we got our starting of our marathon intensive physical healings, if you wish to come on that. That's starting this coming Saturday. On Friday night, after the BBS program on Station 2 at 8 o'clock, the program starts at 7. At 8 o'clock, we're doing our Q&A. So it'll be a lot of fun. We have a lot of hours together, people. So if you're interested, come on that call, ask your questions. And remember, Friday night is our paranormal night. And if you wish to come on the 8-hour calls and the 4-hour one, you can go to the website. It's $200 for yourself. And if you have somebody living with you, then it's $100 additional. And naturally, your children under 18 living at home are free. And your pets and animals can come up, too. They're free, too. So this is a wonderful way to have healing done. And you can be on it absentee. You don't have to be on the call. Just call in to sign in. And that's basically it. A lot of people cannot have the time off to do 8 hours. But it works anyway. So absentee is perfectly fine. I have people who have their, like their grandparents on in a whole different state. And they don't even tell them about it because they wouldn't understand. So the light chip will heal anybody as long as, you know, you're able to connect here. So this is the way it works. The spirit working through you always says yes. So here we go, everybody. We'll bring in the darkness to light clearing. If you're still working on these alien life forms, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so here we go. We'll be seeing you all on Friday. I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, everybody. Goodbye.
Good night.